Who's up this week in New Jersey politics? Paul Giuliano, the impending departure to sports and expo by sitting Bergen County Democratic Committee Chairman Luis Tellado, places the Fairview Public Works Director within range of securing the chairmanship. This week he racked up the endorsements of Senators Loretta Weinber, Paul Sarlo and Joe Lagana. Jay Lassiter in the Hamilton Manor last night, the Insidernge columnist pictured above with part of the Insidernge team. Thanks to Missy Rybovich, secured his richly deserved New Jersey Press Association JPA Award for 2018 column writing. Lassiter won for his outstanding work as an Insidernge columnist, a package of writing that included the piece he wrote about burying his war veteran father at Arlington National Cemetery. Priscilla Garces, whatever the outcome in next week's school board election in Newark, the Ironbound's Garces, visually impaired since her birth in Ecuador, has shown the guts of a warrior in her bid to claim one of three seats on the board. Jack Zaisa, it's a small gain to be sure in a county where his party is in ashes during the era of Donald J. Trump, but the Bergen County Republican Organization chairman did pull a former Democrat into the fold with the incremental GOP conversion of Robert Kugler, who just last year competed for the Democratic nomination for sheriff before launching a doomed independent candidacy. Anti-machine Democrats, enemies of the machine, generated considerable attention this week in the aftermath of filing deadline in Middlesex, but particularly in South Jersey, with this story by Politico New Jersey's Matt Friedman. Mickey Sherrill, the CD11 congresswoman, today announced that in the first quarter of 2019 she raised more than $550,000, heading into the spring with more than $700,000 cash on hand. According to the team of the rising Democratic Party star, the grassroots enthusiasm that produced the largest swing from red to blue in the entire country showed no signs of slowing down in Q1, with more than 90% of donations to the Sherrill campaign coming from small-dollar grassroots contributors. Who's down this week in New Jersey politics? New Jersey's elected officials, they're not well-liked. They're not even liked, according to a joint Rutgers-Eagleton poll. Certainly, the hard-working taxpayers are the real losers here. But in this poll, their so-called servant leaders came up, to borrow an apt word from Glengarry Glen Ross, wanting. Louise Vales, the wife of the Patterson councilman, alleged that he caused her bodily harm in a domestic dispute. Vales's attorney told Insidernge that his client was, in fact, the victim in this case and will have his day in court. Thomas Ganley, the Catholic priest, pleaded guilty to sexually assaulting teenagers in the 1990s, according to the state attorney general's office. The first such confession secured by the AG since he formed the Clergy Abuse Task Force. The state attorney general is investigating the hiring practices of the embattled Schools Development Authority SDA, whose CEO this week faced the Assembly Budget Committee. Catherine McCabe, testimony to the Assembly Budget Committee by the State Department of Environmental Protection Department Commissioner this week, met with pointed critiques by Assemblyman John McKeon, D27, and derision by Watchdog Sierra Club Chief Jeff Tittle. Stephen Reed, Judge Marlene Lynch for this week, tossed the Point Pleasant Beach Republican Club's endorsement of the mayor's re-election. This story provides the details.